the more balance you're going to start feeling. And don't worry about having too much of it. It'll disappear on its own slowly. That's why you should do it every single day. Because it's hard to keep this element inside your body. Or inside your energetic matrix. So you want to do it every day for as long as you can. The more you do it, the better. Because the more time you spend balanced, guess what? The better it is for you. So just allow the empty space to flow through you, inside you. Every part of you. And as you breathe it in, like you did with the air exercise, feel every part of your body like you did with the earth exercise. So that every part of your body is filled up with this purple-black energy. So feel every part of your body now. Just take a few minutes to do this. Breathing in this purple-black energy. And don't even bother letting it out. Of course, you need to breathe out, but don't focus on letting that purple-black out of you. Just keep accumulating more of it. This is one of the best things you can do to ensure that your practice is safe and healthy. You want to make sure that everything you do is safe. Because there's no point in doing any of this if you're going to end up imbalanced and have problems because of it. The idea of what we're doing here is for you to be balanced, be healthy, and get what you want out of your life in a healthy way. Meaning in a way that's not going to be harmful to you or to anyone else. And if you know of anyone who seems imbalanced, this is something you can do for them. Bring them into your garden, or just go into theirs, and sit them down there, put them in a trance, and let that purple-black energy flow through you, and flow through them, because you're never going to run out of it. The universe has unlimited amounts of this energy for you, and for anyone else who wants it and needs it. So if you know of anyone who seems unbalanced, you may suggest that they try this out. Or you may want to do it for them, inside your garden, or maybe theirs. If their garden seems like totally out of whack to you, like it seems things are out of place, clean it up using this energy. Balance it out. Notice the elements in there. Maybe there's a little fire next to a river. Notice if the fire and the water are balanced. Notice the quality of the air. Does it seem clean? If it is clean, it's balanced. Notice the soil, the quality of the earth. Does it seem like good soil? Does it seem like a fertile land? If it is, then it's balanced. If something seems out of balance, just let the empty space energy balance it out, and then look again and see, what does it look like? Does everything seem to be in perfect balance? Are the five elements working together the right way? This is an advanced technique, working with the five elements, but the more you do it, the stronger your other skills will get, like your building up of energy, like your changing vibrational frequencies of energy. Because in essence, when you change vibrational frequencies, you're changing the element you're working with. Once you go to the psychic level and above, you're working with a mix of the five elements. So it's really important for you to distinguish each element. And then distinguish combinations of elements. What does fire and water together feel like? What does space and fire feel like? What does air feel like on its own? And the more you go from the psychic level through the karmic and into your higher superconscious self, the more empty space you're going to find there. You're going to be working more and more with empty space by itself. And then the other levels, when you go down from the psychic level to the mental is mostly air, the emotional is mostly water, the energetic, which is the level of energy at which, for example, acupuncture works. It's the energy that goes through your body, right above and below your skin. It's the energy that powers your physical body. That is mostly fire. And then your physical body is earth, air, water, and fire, mixed together and balanced by empty space. So all the vibrational elements are really important, and you really should know how to distinguish each one of them and work with each one of them. As you go into higher levels of experience from the psychic up, you work more exclusively with empty space. But you want to have all of them balanced, and you want to work with all of them. And when you practice this, as well as any of the other exercises, it's more important that you do it regularly than the amount of time you spend each day doing it. If you can only do it for 5 minutes a day, that's fine. But then just do it every day for 5 minutes. If you can only do it for 5 minutes every other day, that's fine too. It's not as good as doing it every day, but it's better than not doing it at all. So don't say, well, I'm not going to do it today because I don't have more than 5 or 10 minutes to do it, and then put it off. No, do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 minute. However much time you have, take breaks at work, 5 minute breaks. Anytime you can find time to do this, you should do it. Because the more you practice, the more energy you will have. And the more sensitive you are to this energy, and you develop sensitivity by practicing this element exercises, the more energy you have, the more sensitive you are to the energy, the stronger your ability with Huna is going to be. And the easier it will be for you to control your reality. And control the reality of others, if that's your wish. And once you become familiar with the different vibrational energies of your elements within you, go ahead and practice sensing the elements in someone else. By doing this, you will be able to tune in more easily to their different energetic bodies. And you'll be able to work with that much more easily. So the five elements is a way for your unconscious mind to train, to tune in, to understand the different qualities of different vibrational energies. It is a more advanced way of doing it than sensing the energies directly. But once you train a long time, or a short time, but diligently, and you really understand, unconsciously, the difference between the five elements, then you can do away with the five elements and go back to sensing directly vibrational energies of each of the bodies. And unconsciously, you will know what they mean, and your unconscious mind will have a set of symbols, mainly the five element symbols, to distinguish them automatically. And because it's easier to distinguish the vibrational qualities of each of the elements, it becomes then easier to distinguish the vibrational qualities of each of your bodies and the energetic bodies of the unconscious of someone else. So that's mainly what we want to do here with these exercises and this elements training, to get you to understand and find a way in which you can practice recognizing the different energetic qualities of the different levels of the unconscious mind. And you can practice that even while you sleep. This is a good exercise I want you to do. Just keep your notebook next to your bed when you go to bed, when you sleep. And I want you to, as soon as you wake up, to record, just write down what you dreamt about, all you can remember about your dreams. And I want you to do this for about a week or so. And I want you to start noticing any patterns in the elements that pop up in your dreams. How much fire is it in your dreams, or anything related to fire, the sun, warmth? How much water you find in your dreams? Do you find like there's like rain in your dreams, or a river? Anything that has to do with water. Imagery that has to do with water. And then figure out anything that has to do with air. And keep at it for about a week or so, and then you might start noticing different patterns. And those patterns are messages from your unconscious as to how these elements are mixing or not within you. This is something that you get good at. You don't really need to even do it while you sleep or when you wake up. You can do it just sitting down, sit in a chair, relax completely, clear your mind of all thoughts, all internal dialogue, all images, just let them go, and bring your conscious mind, your middle self, down to your lower self, and just wait. Wait for messages from either your lower self or your higher self, and these messages may also bring a lot of symbols that have to do with the elements, with the five elements, or colors relating to the five elements. This is another way in which you can practice noticing how the elements are mixing or not within your own body and mind. As the elements mix within your body more and more, you'll see that your energetic vibration is going to turn more into the energetic vibration of empty space. And it's going to take a little while for you to figure out what that feels like. But as that happens, as your energy starts tuning in to that vibrational frequency, you're going to notice that your circulation of energy, which goes downwards, like we said before, into your unconscious, all the way down to below your feet, and then up through the sides and through the middle, up to your higher self, and from the higher self, it goes down again. Each time it circulates in that way, the vibrational level goes up and goes up, and the elements in your body get refined more and more. The elements being air, earth, water, and fire get refined more and more, and as they get refined, they become more and more, they tune in more and more to the vibration of empty space. At a high level, that's a vibration you're going to be working with all the time, or most of the time. There's nothing that you do all the time. You don't want to do anything all the time. But most of the time, that's a vibrational level of energy you're going to be working at. But you can't really just jump ahead and start working with that right away. You can do it up to a certain point, but all the other elements, then if you don't focus on them, they'll get unbalanced and it's going to be counterproductive. So at first, balance all the other four elements. Make sure your other four elements are well balanced within you. You can feel vibrations in each and every one of those levels. And then you can start refining and refining and refining. As you start refining this way, what's really happening is that all your bodies, all the levels of the unconscious start coming together, functioning more in accordance with each other, meaning you're no longer disconnected. If you're sure you know people who are really disconnected, that like their emotions are going one way, their thoughts are going another way, and they're neurotic or schizophrenic, or not, they don't get anything accomplished because they believe one thing but they feel differently about it. Then their body wants to do something completely different, and the more disconnected the bodies are, the worse it is for the individual. And that's what you want to avoid at all costs. See, that's the cause of most mental problems, psychological problems. You want to do something this way, at the same time you want to do it this other way, and you're pulling in different directions. And when you pull something in opposite directions, what happens? You create tension. That's the definition of tension. That's why you want to relax that and refine this energy so that all your levels are working together. All the elements are working together in harmony. You want your feelings to be in agreement with your thoughts and your beliefs. You want your thoughts and your beliefs to be in agreement with the psychic impressions you're receiving from around you constantly.